COVID-19 can trigger many complications, including a rare condition that can be deadly for children. It's known as MIS-C. Doctors are still unsure why some develop it and others don't. But as Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousri reports, it's hitting Black or Latinx children especially hard.
Hi, this is Samina Bumbra, Riley ID.
Dr. Samina Bumbra is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Riley Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. Every week, she receives calls like this one.
It sounds like they've had at least 3 days of fever, some stomach pain, and some eye redness. Is that right?
Health centers across the state are seeing children with similar symptoms. They might point to a rare and complex COVID-related condition.
To date, there's been about 3 million COVID cases in children since the beginning of the pandemic, but really about 2,000 children have been diagnosed with MIS-C to date.
She's referring to multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. It affects organs like the heart and lungs, causing severe inflammation or even organ failure. And it can happen during a COVID infection or weeks later, even when a child has not shown symptoms of the virus. At least 33 children have died nationwide. Bumbra says it affects every child differently, and a lot is still unknown. But one thing is clear.
Just like with COVID-19 impacting minority populations, we have seen that pattern with MIS-C as well.
The CDC says over 2,600 children got MIS-C, and 69% are either Black or Latinx.
My name is Samantha Gear. This is my son,
Kendrick Moore.
Kendrick is a Black 9-year-old living north of Chicago. He was among the first in the nation to get MIS-C, back when doctors did not even have a name for it.
How do you think your life has changed since you got sick?
Since then, I've been pretty famous.
Kendrick paid a big price for that fame. His heart was failing, and so were his kidney, liver, and pancreas. He spent 12 days in the ICU at Lutheran General Hospital. Almost a year has passed since he got home, but his mom says he's still dealing with some lingering effects.
We first noticed the brain fog, immediately after coming out, almost all of his hair fell out. It was coming out in clumps. And then the headache started, and then there'll be a random stomach ache here or there.
Kendrick needs more than a year of follow-up to monitor his heart and brain, and doctors say he should see a neuropsychologist to help with the trauma. Part of it comes from being poked and stuck over and over again.
He had a central line through his groin, he had an arterial line, and he had all the IVs.
Being on a Medicaid plan meant that none of the neuropsychologists within 75 miles would accept their insurance. The only doctor his mother found had over a year's wait for an appointment. It's yet another disparity that puts many low-income Black and Latinx kids at a disadvantage.
It's so beyond frustrating. All of these poor kids that, and then again, they're the kids that are not going to be able to get the follow-up care because of the neighborhoods they're living in, or because they're also on the state insurance and they're not going to, or the wait time is going to be astronomical, the same way it is for me. It's not fair.
Dr. Courtney Rowan, a Riley pediatric ICU doctor, was part of a nationwide study on MIS-C and COVID in children. She says they aren't sure why some kids are more likely to get MIS-C. It might be genetics or something else.
I think there's also conversations that, is this truly ethnic and racial issues, or is this more socioeconomic issues?
As doctors search for answers and ways to address these disparities, Kendrick misses some of the normal joys of childhood.
I've gone sledding once in my life, and it was with my friends at the beginning of this year. I haven't gone sledding any time before that because my asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun, and I wish I could do it again, but all the snow has melted.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yousri.